You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, are you ready to do this today?
Me?
Yeah, are you into it today? Because it seems like you're not in the mood.
No, I feel so tired.
Of what?
I don't know. I think it's the pollen and stuff is just getting to me. I've had headache all week. I'm kind of run down. I'm just tired.
Well,
but let's talk.
But you got to put your show face on. You
can't
come in here all.
I can be tired.
No.
Yes, I can.
You think I'm not tired every morning doing that award-winning morning show? Legendary morning show?
I know.
You got to, I mean, you're going to be in the business. You got to step it up. Step it up. Are you a little bit nervous because last week's podcast was so good that we're not going to be able to match it this week and people are going to be disappointed and not listen ever again?
I mean, you thought it was so good. I don't know what everybody else thought.
Yeah, we got good reviews.
Oh, okay. Well, good
responses from people.
Well, good. Thank them.
They did say that your microphone is way too loud.
They did not.
They did. They said it's
lie.
Cutting, I think, is the most common adjective that they use to describe your microphone, sure, the sound of your voice.
Okay, well, should I leave?
Ear piercing was another one. No, but I just have to turn your microphone down. I have to.
And did not say, nobody said that.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Okay, so coming up today on TJ and Jody's house, what we're going to be doing at the house today, what we're going to be doing around the house, Jody's birthday is not over. I know. We're going to put the final touches on her birthday this weekend, and we're going to talk about that. And then a segment called Jody on the News.
Oh.
Jody on the News. We're going to get Jody's opinion on things that have made the news this week.
Yeah.
You know, just like she's a regular radio girl, which she is not. So that's what could be the entertaining part of it.
I'm a podcast girl.
You are. Yeah. You're a podcast chick.
Yeah, podcast chick.
Mm. How are we on designing the merchandise and all for our podcast? Are you getting some t-shirts done and stuff?
No, but can I share this? I'm going to share it. So, you know, our little logo is the purple house.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is really catching on because the other day I was somewhere and somebody asked me how to download our podcast. And some other person goes, just look for the purple house.
Oh.
See?
And do you want to tell why that's so double special?
Because Lainey, our daughter, came up with it.
Yeah, she created the logo.
See?
Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, private school, college degree.
Yep.
And she came up with our logo, so she's already something.
Yeah, our purple house.
Yeah. Okay. So proud.
But anyway, I thought that was really cool.
It is. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Some of your fancy friends.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you think all my friends are fancy.
Well, they are.
Okay.
Snobby.
Fancy. No.
Yeah, they
Don't
are.
Don't you talk about okay. my friends.
All right. So we'll get started with all the good stuff next.
TJ and Jody's house.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
TJ and Jody's house.
Ooh, that seemed really loud. Oh, well. Doesn't matter. But yeah, we do need to rip through this today and get it done because I have so many errands and all to run.
Ooh.
I got to go to Target.
For what, a black t-shirt?
Maybe, yeah.
Gosh.
You know, when you wear cheap black t-shirts, they fade, and you got to get replacements.
You have a million.
No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, you do.
Oh. But anyway, I got other stuff I need to get that I probably don't need to be discussing on the podcast. Some personal items.
Ew. Okay.
See, that's the difference in the way we interact with each other. Jody sends me a message that says, need anything from Target? And I say, no, thanks. And she says, okay. And I posted one on my Instagram story from yesterday that said, okay, it's hot as hell's bales today.
It was.
Never do I say, what are you going to Target for? Or what do you need at Target?
But
if I say, hey, I'm going to Target. Do you need anything? Your first response is, what are you getting there?
Yeah.
What do you need?
Because you buy some things that are not essential, such as seen on TV. You are so hooked on that aisle.
They don't even have that at Target.
Yeah, they do. But I'm not going to tell you where.
The one I use is Walgreens for the as seen on TV stuff. Okay. But either way, I don't ask you. Like, you weren't buying essential stuff yesterday.
Oh, yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Zyrtec is not essential. Yes, it is.
I remember you saying, yeah, you know, you can dress up any of these Target clothes.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not essential. You got plenty of clothes.
Uh-huh.
You don't need anything.
Okay.
I'm just saying, we don't treat each other the same.
I know. You're so wonderful and do everything right, and I don't.
Mm.
Move on.
You're just scared I'm going to buy an extra piece of beef jerky or something somewhere.
No.
We don't have money for that.
I'm just tired of the black shirts. At least if you're going to go, buy something else.
I bought other colors the last time I bought clothes.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah, you have.
You either have on black or gray.
Navy.
I haven't seen navy.
I got red.
I haven't seen red.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
All right, whatever. I'm Simon Cowell.
Ew.
I like what I like. Mm-hmm. Black t-shirts.
Okay.
So anyway, I got to go to Target. I got to go to the department store because we're going away this weekend to something special because it's Jody's actual birthday. She's been celebrating her birthday for a month now because of the little trick she did where she went on a girls' weekend to the beach in Florida. And that was three weeks before her actual birthday. Now, I've got to do something because this is a big birthday. Now, I've got to do something to give her some kind of a party for her birthday on her birthday, which is this weekend.
Okay. First of all, how's it a trick? Second of all,
because you get two parties out of the deal.
I didn't tell you to do anything.
Oh, my God. If I didn't do something in less than a year, you would say in front of people, well, he didn't do anything for my 50th birthday.
No, because my 50th birthday, I had fun 3 weeks ago.
I know, but I didn't plan that or anything.
You couldn't have handled that.
Right, but I can handle what we're doing this weekend.
Okay.
But if I didn't do anything, you would say that. You would say,
I doubt it. But
because it happened on the 40th birthday. You threw a big deal for my 40th birthday. And then yours came around. I tried to throw a big deal for it. We were going to go to South Beach and hang out in Miami and that whole Fort Lauderdale area.
Yeah.
And your grandmother gave us an old person head fake and acted like she was dying that weekend.
Yeah. She passed away.
Yeah. And she lived another 2 or 3 years after that.
At least.
So that birthday trip got canceled, and now it's 10 years later, and you know, there was no way I wasn't going to do something.
Sure.
So anyway, we're going to a super secret place this weekend because one of the other reasons is because Jody's other trip was a big girls trip. And our little friend Jenny is not a typical girl. She doesn't do women things and you know, gossip and silly and squealing and screaming. And she does gossip. But not the squealing and screaming and all of that stuff that women do, you know, braid each other's hair, tickle each other, all of that.
Yeah, you have it so figured out. Mm-hmm.
So this is just the four of us going, the two couples.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're not telling her where we're going.
Nope. And it makes it really hard to pack.
And you're also a control freak that makes it hard too.
Yeah. Because on Monday I said, are you taking off Friday? I don't know, Jody. It's only Monday. Okay. Am I going to be able to train, work out, train on Friday? I don't know. Well, I need to know to let her know. What do I need to pack? Finally, I got out of you yesterday, I think, was what I needed to pack.
Mm-hmm. And you're fine. You got plenty of time. Mm-hmm. You had time to go buy a bunch of new clothes.
I used my birthday gift card to buy some clothes for spring, not for this.
Yeah.
Well, this spring is spring and summer.
This is going to be a spring trip.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There aren't that many, you know, super fun places around that you could do a quick weekend trip to.
I can think of a few.
But, I mean, you love Charleston.
I do.
But we can't do Charleston because they're very strict about masks. Like even articles in their news saying that people are getting fined for not wearing masks on the sidewalk in downtown Charleston.
Yeah, well, that's not what I'm hearing.
I wouldn't want to do that either.
Yeah, okay.
I had the news story. I watched it.
Okay. I talked to people who were actually there.
Yeah, well, they're lying.
Okay.
Okay, so now, you know, we're not going to Charleston, so you hear how it's already a disappointment. Wah, wah. Well, we could have gone to Charleston. That's not what I heard.
No, I don't care. I'm going to get in the car. That's a whole other thing. What time are we leaving? Are we riding with them? Are we not riding with them? I mean, I can't. I don't function this way.
Yeah, because you're usually the planner of everything, and you put everything together and all that. Which, I mean, that would defeat the whole purpose, because that's what you had to do for your first birthday party.
Yeah.
You did the planning and all of that.
Let's forget that one. I mean, no, not my first birthday party. I was thinking my 40th.
Oh.
Ugh.
No, the one you had a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Your first birthday party for one birthday.
Yeah, and it was fabulous.
Yeah. So, and I promise after this, no more Jody's birthday talk until next year.
And the only reason it's been a big thing is because I'm turning 50. Otherwise, it just comes and goes. It's not a big deal.
It doesn't come and go.
Yes, it does come and go.
You require princess treatment on every birthday.
You are full of it.
Every anniversary. No. There's always got to be some sort of fanfare for Jody.
Okay. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Demanding expensive gifts.
Demanding expensive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ask for anything.
But like last year, it had to be at least a $50 Sonic gift card.
Yeah.
Or you would have not had any of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right.
Okay, so we're going to do this segment called Jody on the News. So I'm going to tell you these news stories that are out that we discussed. Some of them we discussed on the regular old morning show, and then some we didn't, to get your take.
Okay.
Could maybe call it Jody's Take.
Jody's Take. Okay.
Yeah, but that's neither here nor there. Okay, a 10-year-old kid in Stillwater, Minnesota, was caught in the middle of the night doing 50 miles per hour driving his mom's minivan because he wanted Cheerios for breakfast the next morning, and his parents were asleep, and he just decided to go to the store in the middle of the night and get them.
Oh.
Nobody got hurt.
Right.
He's fine.
Right.
So that reminded me of, you know, when you're a kid and you do things that are dangerous or dumb, when even though you know better, you still do it.
Yeah.
Like when you and your friend, I think her name was Holly, used to ride your bicycles around when y'all were little.
Yeah, but do you remember what I did with the car? That made me think of what I did with the car. Oh,
yeah, you were a full-on delinquent, weren't you?
I was so bad. So, yeah. So, I mean, I understand. First of all, 10, he's not thinking of the danger. He just needs his Cheerios.
Right.
But
wait, before you tell the car story,
yeah,
just quickly say what you and your friend Holly used to do riding around on your bicycles.
I don't want to talk about it. We would ride around on our bikes and pick up cigarette butts and smoke them.
Like discarded cigarette butts from strangers.
We were building our immunity because we were like, I mean, there were so many, too, on the streets because, you know, back then,
mm-hmm.
people just throw them out the window or whatever. So, yeah, we'd be on our little bicycles, pull over, get a little cigarette butt, puff away.
And how old were you?
I'm going to say like sixth grade.
Okay. And you had a device on you that caused fire. It created fire, a lighter or matches that you write in order to light the cigarette.
I think Holly stole one or something. Oh, no, I might have stole one from my dad because he smoked at the time. I don't know. But, yeah, that's disgusting to think about now. But
and trashy.
Hey, I survived. I'm here. Oh, yeah, so trashy. Okay, so the car. So I think I was in the seventh or eighth grade, and we were home, and my friend's aunt's car, I think, was in the driveway. And she said, why don't we pull out of the driveway? Like, we'll just back it up and pull it back in. Back it up. Yeah. So we did that, and we thought we were so cool. Then we backed to the end of the driveway and up, and into the driveway and up. She goes, why don't we go, like, just around one median, like the median's in the middle of the street? Because we were in a neighborhood. It wasn't, like, a busy. But yeah, just one median's not going to hurt. So she'd go, get out, then I go, get out. Well, let's do two. Okay, yeah, nobody's not. What's two? So we do that. Before you know it, we were around the block, all around the neighborhood.
And just cruising the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Just free Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise. And then it was three of us. It was three girls. And then somebody either saw, I think they saw us or something. Of course, my mom knew everybody. I don't know. I got back to my friend's mom. Then she told my mom and the other mom. So I knew my mom knew about it. And my mom was so scary.
So you're going home now knowing that
it had been a few days.
Oh. Okay.
And I remember I was sitting out in the driveway and I had on an Esprit outfit. You remember Esprit?
Yeah.
And I had on purple Esprit pants and this bright purple, yellow, orange striped shirt. Cute outfit. I remember sitting out in the driveway. And I remember my friend said, your mom knows. I literally TT'd in my pants and those spray pants in the driveway.
You really did?
Literally.
Because you were so scared.
Because I was horrified.
I didn't know that part. That's gross.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was literally scared. So
you peed in your pants?
TT'd a little, yeah. So then my mom comes out and she calls me in and, you know, her mean face. So I remember sitting on the
it's not always mean. She doesn't just have a mean face.
She had a mean mom face. When
right.
She was
when
mad.
She's mad, she has a mean face.
Horrible.
Yeah. I don't want people thinking your mom's going around with RBF.
No, and people who know my mom know she's pretty calm, but she's so scary.
Yeah, don't cross her.
No. And I remember sitting on the fireplace, sitting there, and she came over. Oh, I was in so much trouble. I was grounded a month. I could not do anything. And what did the other two girls get? Nothing.
Oh, they didn't get punished at all.
No. One month. I could not do anything.
Mm-hmm. And that was before cell phones and all of that. So you couldn't watch TV. You couldn't talk on the regular phone to your friends or boyfriends.
As a matter of fact, I think my friend rode her little bike over to tell me, your mama knows. And that's when I said, in my Esprit outfit.
And they didn't get in trouble at all. Were their parents divorced or?
Both.
Yeah. Okay.
Both.
So they had a run of, they had other things to worry about.
And my one other friend, she never, like, I remember we'd do stuff and her mama was cool. She never got mad and never freaked out. If my mama found out something,
Well, and then look how you turned out.
Girls turned out fine, too.
I know, but they didn't turn out married to me, which is the ultimate.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, it's not about you.
The ultimate thing. Your mom and dad taught you right from wrong, and you knew marrying me was right.
Anyway, that is dangerous, but, you know, the little boy wanted Cheerios.
Okay. They've done a survey that says, let's see. The majority of people really struggle on the days when they have to cook just for themselves. Those people don't like to cook just for themselves. They worry about finding the self-control not to just order takeout, finding healthy options for microwave meals, getting motivated to try new things, you know, like trying to cook new things and all that.
Right.
And this is something that you and I have, I don't want to say arguments over, but a little bit of contention.
Yeah.
Where you get mad if I'm not eating what you're planning on cooking or if I'm on a different diet or something. Mm-hmm. And you'll always say, well, I'm not cooking this just for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I never understand that, why you wouldn't. I don't mind cooking for myself.
Because I hate to cook. I hate it. And you know that.
Yeah, but you got to eat.
Yeah, but I'm fine to eat like microwave popcorn or an egg sandwich or a cereal. I mean, I'm just not, I don't need to eat a big meal.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm sitting here thinking, I'm getting kind of excited. Aiden's going to be at college and it's just going to be me and you. So I really won't have to cook, will I?
No.
Okay.
But it's you. Yeah, he does come in and eat after we're finished
because he's working. I got to make sure he's got food.
Yeah.
Sure, of course. I hate it. Ugh.
Do you remember when I used to cook everything?
It was
every night,
fantastic. Yeah. What happened?
Well, Ace and I lost our job, and I had to start working more to try to make up the money that we didn't have, and I was taking on extra responsibilities and things like that.
And we couldn't buy groceries to even cook.
No, it's just that I had to work some evenings and stuff.
I remember.
I had to go out and try to hustle stuff.
Yeah, fun times.
Yeah.
So, gotta love radio.
And then what happened was, the main thing that happened where I didn't go back to cooking all the time is because you got on Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
And you wanted to cook all the Weight Watchers meals and everything.
Sure.
And that's how you ended up starting to cook every night.
Which I do still love to cook those. Pretty much the basic stuff what we eat is that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. No, I'm kidding. It's good. Whatever.
It is good. I don't mind. It is good.
Low-rise jeans are coming back.
Low-rise? Yeah. I never knew they went. Oh my God, I'm such a mom. I'm such a 50-year-old mom.
I mean, like the style in the, you know, that Christina Aguilera wore in the Dirty video, the song for Dirty.
Like, and you bend like over it, I'm going to show your little crack.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, I will not be sporting those.
Satin bustiers, all the early 2000s. Styles are coming back. Low-rise cargo pants, halter tops, and baby tees.
Low-rise is not good for the women in the 50s. No. We need something to hold in that little bit of top we got going on.
Yeah, you won't even wear, like at the beach, when I ask you to wear cutoffs instead of a bathing suit cover-up, you won't do that.
What did you just say?
Wearing really short cutoffs over your swimsuit bottoms.
Cut offs.
Yeah.
You're so weird.
Like Britney Spears.
Disgusting.
What's disgusting
Hell
about that?
Hell no, I'm not wearing that.
Why?
You're weird.
I think you'd look great in that.
Gosh.
Like going into a restaurant on the beach wearing, you know, cut offs over your bikini bottoms.
Yeah.
And still with just your regular bikini top on.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll go find a cigarette butt to smoke in the street while I'm at it. Gosh.
Can you imagine?
And hop on my bicycle.
The two of us walking in there.
Me with my cutoffs. I hate that word.
Those cutoff jeans.
Cutoffs.
Cutoff shorts that barely. Got the little bit of your butt hanging out of them. And you don't, I mean, at the bottom. And then you don't have them buttoned or zipped. They're just an open.
Because my muffin top's out.
No, I mean, that's the way Brittany used to wear them. She wouldn't even zip them up or anything.
And then pick up a cigarette butt, smoke it on the side of the street.
We ought to do that.
Hop on my bicycle.
Just to do a video for the podcast.
Not do it. Forget it. They will throw up.
A woman in Boston thought she had a kidney stone. Turned out she had no idea she was pregnant, and she gave birth to her first child.
You hear that a lot. You know, they make TV shows about that, and no, I do not watch them, but they do.
But do you believe it? That there's no way?
Sometimes, there's some,
Because you've had two babies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you realize that.
Yeah.
But you've had two babies.
Mm-hmm. But I can see where somebody might not know.
You mean if...
Mm. you know.
See, I was talking about this on the regular old morning show, and you have to be so careful with everything you say, but mm-hmm. I mean, it's a fact mm-hmm. that some women are big women, mm-hmm. you know, and they'll tell somebody they're pregnant and they don't look any different than they normally do because they're already
they're
big.
Just the larger, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what you think happens yeah. in all these cases. It's never happened to a skinny woman.
I think it has happened to some skinny women, but it's early on in the pregnancy.
Mm. Not delivery time.
No.
Like, I mean, this lady was ready to deliver a kid.
Yeah.
Thought it was a kidney stone.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Now,
but don't things happen? Like, anyway, I don't want to get off on that. But
you mean like your women's business stuff. Changing yeah. and not happening?
Yeah.
And that's what I always thought. But then you'll hear them say that, no, I had regular monthly cycles and everything.
I don't know if I believe all that.
Yeah. I don't either, but you know, a man can't have any opinion
well, neither
one
can women.
Way or another about pregnancy.
You can't say anything about anybody, blah, blah, negative.
You mean without them being all offended?
Yes.
You say that like it disgusts you.
No, not at all.
Okay, this story's gross.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you ahead of time.
Okay.
But I want you to put yourself in the position of this lady, okay?
Okay.
All right. There's a, this is in Michigan. There is a home buyer that is buying a home.
Mm-hmm.
And the home has to be inspected, right? Mm-hmm. When you buy a house, somebody has to go buy it. When you're selling a house, mm-hmm. somebody has mm-hmm. to inspect it to mm-hmm. make sure that everything's on the up and up and all that.
Sure.
Well, they hired a 59-year-old inspector named Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
So Kevin came to the house, did his inspection, and the homeowner then decided to go back and was looking at her nanny cam.
Mm-hmm.
And saw, according to this story, we don't know that it's been proven, but the accusations and the charges say this, that she saw on the nanny cam the home inspector guy pick up a stuffed Elmo doll out of the kid's room and have his way with it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then when he was finished, he put it right back where he found it.
My gosh, what is wrong with people? I also think that he knows she saw that. I mean, people have cameras in their homes now.
Well, he does now.
But what I'm saying is, I think he knew it to begin with. Like, there are some sick people that would say, I'm going to do this just to mess with somebody.
Okay, and you know that there's a fetish. Where
yes,
people are attracted to or sexually excited by stuffed animals. It's called plushies.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Jody, look, it's a natural thing.
Oh, my God. You're so disgusting.
I mean, we're not disgusting. It's just depending on what we like.
You are disgusting. Oh, wow.
I am a plushie.
So did he get in trouble for that?
Like, oh, yeah.
What happens?
Yeah, he was hit with charges of aggravated indecent exposure, malicious destruction of property. He's been banned from inspecting anybody's home alone. He always has to have somebody with him. And so I don't know if he's pled guilty.
He shouldn't even be doing that anymore. Did he put that animal back after something was on there?
Yeah.
My gosh. That is sick.
Now, here's the question. It costs a lot. Like having a home inspected mm-hmm. by an independent inspector. I said that if he's going to continue his business, he's really going to be running some specials, lowering his prices.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I don't even think he should be allowed to I think he shouldn't be banned from doing that ever again.
All right. So I guess then that answers my question, because I was going to ask you if you saw that he was half price compared to the other inspectors. And he wasn't going to be alone in the house. Uh-uh. You would hire him?
No. Freak, no.
Oh, God, I would in a heartbeat.
No.
As much as it costs to have a house inspected?
I don't care. That is disgusting, and no, I would not.
Well, what's he going to do? We don't have any stuffed animals in the house.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I do. My little niece got me a stuffed animal, and he'd have a heyday with that pig.
Because it's big.
It's huge.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's not a chubby chaser. Maybe he doesn't like fat.
Oh, I bet he's like a big old
animal.
Fat pink pig. Gross. Makes me sick.
Yeah. You may be the only 50-year-old woman that actually has a stuffed animal.
My niece won that for me, and it's special to me.
Yeah, I know.
Shut it.
But why don't you keep it out on the bed?
Because you're weird like him. You sicko. Yeah, I have it hidden. You want to know where it is, don't you? Weirdo, look at you. Where is it? Why isn't it on the bed? You're so weird. No, you're not.
Yeah, because, you know, I go to bed way before you do.
You're sickening. Ew.
I'll be all over that.
Stop thing. It.
Oink, oink, baby.
Yuck.
Yeah, you're gross.
Ew.
All right, we got to take a break. Hang on.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
You know, one thing that I've noticed in listening back to, I've only listened to a couple of the podcasts that we've done, maybe the first one, and then I listened to most of the last one that we did when our friends were in here as the live studio audience. Because, I mean, I don't have time. I'm so busy nonstop. I don't have time to go back and listen to every one of these podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know how busy I am.
Yeah, I see you every day up there watching TV.
Up where?
In your little room on your dumb puffy couch.
I'm not just watching TV.
Get your blanket. You got your Snuggie up to your neck. TV, same show every day.
But I never listen to the regular radio show either, the regular morning show.
Right.
I don't.
Me either. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I guess I should be. No, I know I should more often to be listening for, you know, problems or where we could improve and things like that. I'm talking about on the regular old show, not this one. We got this one down.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there is no room for improvement here.
Right.
I mean, this is.
The, I know we are professional.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. But one thing that I noticed we don't do like we're supposed to, this last segment is supposed to be short.
Oh.
And we're just supposed to say thanks for listening and promote other things on the app
week.
And
yeah,
all of that. But
right.
We end up getting in more conversation. But I don't know if that's a big deal or not.
I think it is.
But Adam is
let's
the one.
Let's promote those other podcasts.
Manager. No, I mean the keeping it short. I think the people want more as opposed to less.
I don't think. I think that we just don't do that. If we did too much, then people would be like, ugh.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, instead of it being a, you know, coming back and only giving them a 2-minute segment, they're getting more out of the last segment.
Okay.
Than just saying, plus, I mean, they'd skip it. If they know that we're coming back and all we're going to do is promote other things,
true.
They're not going to listen to the last segment.
True.
So we give them quality entertainment like this.
Right. Right.
Like you say, and you don't even listen to my radio.
I do listen.
That'd be like if I owned a boutique and you didn't shop there.
I do listen to your show. I was just kidding.
It's like, I don't
listen to your show.
What do you do? I own a restaurant, but my wife refuses to eat
I
here.
Listen to your show. I've even told you a couple things this week that I thought were funny.
Yeah, but I think those were on Share Funny, not the regular morning show.
I don't know. Anyway.
Which Share Funny is the podcast that you really need to be listening to if you're not. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Ace at Large is a good podcast, and Nerd News with Rob, and In the Loop with Alexis, and The Hangover with Riggins. You get all of those on our app or wherever you get podcasts. I guess if you know how to get them, if you've gotten this one, you know that they're right there with it. So
yeah.
Why am I promoting where to get it?
We're just the Purple House.
Yeah. See, I don't understand that. Why would we waste time telling people where to go get a podcast when they're listening to a podcast that is in the same place?
I don't know. That's not my...
It doesn't mean sense.
It's not my deal.
To me.
I don't know.
But just make sure you go give us a 5-star rating. Because yeah. I hear that helps things. And that's on the... But
where do they do this? I still don't know where they do this.
I think that's on iTunes.
Okay.
I think.
Well, thanks for that.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's doing that, that's nice.
Yeah. How do you know anybody's done it yet?
You told me they did.
Oh, yeah. I did. Yeah, we have a big rating. A lot of stars. We have a lot of stars on our ratings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, one last thing on your birthday trip. Do you think you're going to enjoy all of the stuff that we've planned that you don't know about? Or are you looking at it like, oh, I got to just grin and bear it? I'd rather not
see,
be.
See, that's the difference in us. You grin and bear it. I usually have fun wherever I go.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but true. And I think I know where we're going, but I'm not going to say.
Yeah, you said that the other day, and mm-hmm. you probably do. I mean, it's not like we're going to the Atlantis or anything.
No.
Like I surprised you that anniversary. See, she always requires big stunt things.
I do not require anything. And you know that, so stop saying that.
You required me to give you a podcast.
I did not. You asked me to do it.
You said, when am I going to get my podcast? When am I going to be allowed to shine?
Oh, gosh. That is so not what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I couldn't even make it in here last week. How did I get my hair done?
Yeah, and you were late this week.
I was not.
Yeah, you were. About 15 minutes.
I had to drop off taxes. I have things to do.
I know, and this is the thing to do on mm-hmm. Thursdays when we have a set time.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing to do in this room. There's no TV or anything. I'm just sitting here.
Get on your phone. That's what you always do. Look at your pimple popper or whatever that mess is you look at. Weirdo.
That's Dr. Pimple Popper.
Well, still weird.
She's not just a regular person. Mm-hmm. She's a physician.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll see you next week.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.